Welcome back to the 5 o'clock hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 5:10, 79 degrees on this Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. You know, you can get that app anywhere for free, wherever you get your apps. Your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store, you look for the Odyssey app. It's a big orange A. You download it. Look for WILK News Radio, favorite it, and that's it. You're done. You can get us anywhere, anyplace, anytime. If you need to pause it, it'll pick back up where you left it. You can go back a couple of days, check out the chapters, hit the podcast there. It's a great get-your-all app right there. So I started reading this next business story, and it dawned on me more and more. The more I read this story, the more I thought about this story, it resonated with me as a very good thing, and I'm going to explain why. Campbell's company, you know, the soup company, Campbell's company says the sales rise as more Americans are cooking meals at home. Now, it's not just Campbell's. Other big companies, including McDonald's, has also noted that Americans are increasingly eating at home as uncertainty over the economy grows. People are being more frugal, which is a good thing. Saving money is a good thing. Being together is a good thing. The Campbell Companies said Monday it saw stronger sales of broth and condensed soup in its last quarter as more Americans are cooking their meal at home. Consumers continue to cook at home and focus on their spending and products that help them stretch their food budgets, and they're increasingly intentional about their discretionary snack purchases, Campbell's president and CEO said during a conference call with investors. Now, it's funny how they want to talk about how, you know, questions about the economy are the reasons now, but it was also that prices were very high over the last administration. That's when this started. Campbell's saw the highest level of meals cooked at home since early 2020 in its fiscal third quarter, which ended April 27th. Campbell's noted sales of broth rose 15% in the quarter, when sales of Rao's pasta sauces went up 2%. Campbell said the sales of its snacks, including Goldfish crackers, Cape Cod potato chips, fell 4% during the quarter. Good, less junk food, right? Other big companies, including McDonald's, have also noted that Americans are increasingly eating at home. Grocery prices have also moderated. In 2024, prices for food eaten at home rose 1.2%, while prices for food away from home rose 4.1%, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Snack makers like PepsiCo, which make Frito-Lay's chips, General Mills, which makes Bugle chips and Golden Grahams, also noted lower demand for snacks in recent quarter. Campbell's sales rose 4% to $2.5 billion for the fiscal third quarter, which was in line with Wall Street expectations, according to analysts. Why do I like this? You know, you read the story and you're like, well, Rob, people are being more cautious because you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. Uncertainty is a good thing. The panic that media and some on the left are causing is uncalled for. Instead of predicting and being wrong on what could happen, which they have been time and time again, as we just saw the lowest inflation numbers in four years. One of the best things you can do, and I'm speaking to the parents now, one of the best things you can do for your children, with your children, for your family, is sit at the same table and have your meals. It's simple. It's impactful. And there's not much more I could say will make a difference. Sitting there with your children, both you and your spouse, if that's in the picture, the entire family, if possible, sitting there talking about their day, asking them what's going on in their lives, telling them what's going on in yours, letting them visualize the nuclear family structure, letting them visualize how couples react, adults, the parents, or a single parent. Doesn't matter. That time to discuss things. If I look back and, you know, I talk about my family and my children quite often because I'm proud of them. And listen, I'm sorry, but I should be. And I'm sure a lot of you are just as proud of your children. And you should be, as I am of them too. When I look back on raising my children, one of the biggest impacts that got them through, got us through, helped guide them, even though they sometimes didn't appear that they were listening, were those meals where they would vent about what's going on in their life, vent about their friends, vent about school, vent about sports, talk about things, talk about everyday events. You know, I would talk about things that are happening in the news, that are happening in the world, listening to them, giving them advice. A lot of times you don't think it's getting through, but it is. Let me tell you, it is. If I look back at that time, one of the biggest impacts that helped them not to get indoctrinated by outside influences, helped them get a counterpoint at times for things they didn't agree with, were those conversations over meals. Now, it could be breakfast on a Sunday. It could be dinner, as many nights as you could pull it off, sitting around everybody together. It didn't have to be something crazy. You know, it could be, you know, make your own tacos and sit down and eat them. Make something fun out of it. You know, create your own pizzas. Do something fun, especially if you have smaller children. They love that stuff. You know, one of the bigger things that I could remember as a child myself was, my dad, he worked three jobs, wasn't home a whole lot, but making something like pancakes for dinner. You know, as a child, you're like, wow, I'm eating pancakes for dinner. It was cool. But that memory sticks with me now at the age of 55, my dad long gone. But looking back, now that my kids are all older, you know, from the age of 23 to 29, those times sitting at the table, listening to them, giving advice, them listening to us, joke around, seriousness, give each other some crap back and forth, especially when you have siblings. That's a lot of what they do. Those times matter, and they matter a whole lot. You know, family vacations are good. Doing things is good. Showing up to their sporting events to showing you're there is good. But those conversations, those simple conversations, unedited, unfiltered conversations about their day and what's going on with them and the frustrations that they have to you as an adult might seem insignificant, but listening to them and giving advice and them blowing it off like it doesn't matter, but then you see after, you know, a day or so or a couple weeks or even later in life how much impact that had. This simple story that more people are eating meals at home and hopefully together is a great thing. If you could strive to do anything with your family to make it better, sit around and break bread as much as you can, be it breakfast. Make it a point. Sunday breakfasts are at this table. That's that. You can do whatever else you're doing later on in the day. You could do it on Saturday. I understand we're running around from sports to sports, friends, TV, everything else. People are working. There's a lot going on. But if you can get that Sunday breakfast where you sit around and talk about the week, talk about the week ahead, give them something to look forward to, make plans for the future, hear about what's going on in their lives, and those dinners, do it as much as possible. Because if I could pinpoint the biggest thing that we did right as parents, it was sitting down at that table as much as possible as a family. Now, even when I was working still with the police department, I made it a point to take as much overtime as I could work in time, so I had off. You know, when I was in narcotics, things were crazy. When I was working organized crime, things were crazy. I would work two 24-hour shifts and then try and have 4 days in a row off, so I was home. Do things around the house, do things with them, pick them up from school, put them on the bus in the morning, go away for short trips. That time around you, that time with family. It could be just riding in a car together, not saying much at all, just being there listening, being an ear, not being too judgmental, trying to understand. And as parents, I know it's hard. It's our job to guide. It's a balancing act that it's hard to put into words. Like I often say, it's like nailing Jell-O to a tree. But if I could give one piece of advice to the parents out there is sit down and have meals with your children as much as possible, because they do matter. They will matter. So when I see a story like this, I think it's great. Yeah, dinner at restaurants, going out to eat is nice. It's fun. Nothing like sitting around your own table, relaxed in your own environment, with your guard down, not having to worry about anything else, just having conversations. And listening. Conversations are mostly about listening. So those are my 2 cents, and I thank the Campbell's Company for bringing this out and making this a story, because that's exactly what jumped out at me when I heard more people were eating at home. That's a good thing. It's a very good thing. If you take advantage of it. It's 5:21 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.